Well, in Colorado right now, a lot of the districts are looking at green building in a couple of different ways. Many districts are actually going through and doing work to evaluate what they have and how to use that most efficiently. And so, for example, Adams 12 District has gone through and done a standards-based grading system for each of their facilities to identify where they have efficiency values that they could increase and improve the performance of their existing building. So there's a little bit of work going on that end of the spectrum. And then certainly with new construction and renovation, a lot of the facilities are looking at doing improvements to systems and building envelopes and trying to improve the performance of the buildings. Another way that the districts and a lot of school of the, a lot of the school community are talking about sustainability is beyond just efficiency. We're looking at overall health and wellness and really the sort of more global aspect of sustainability and well-being. And so some of the schools are getting into things like healthy, active environments and 21st century learning environments, daylighting, and even moving into school security and safety as another aspect of just general health and well-being.
You mentioned there health and well-being as a consideration for school construction and school buildings, not just around energy efficiency and environmental impact, but really impacting the students themselves. Could you give us specific examples of how a school could be constructive that's, on one hand, environmentally efficient and energy efficient, but on the other hand, makes for a more conducive learning environment?
You know, in terms of a healthy, active lifestyle, I think a lot of what schools are looking at is partially a connection to the neighborhood and safe routes to school and encouraging students to walk and bike to school, and that's part of it. Within the classroom, the learning environments are becoming more active, so sometimes related to furnishings, the kids are actually able to get up and move around and change their environment and actually be more directors of their own learning environment. So if they want to sit in a beanbag to do reading versus at a desk, they can make that choice. Or if they choose to stand and work on a project, that's another option. Natural light, there are many studies that are out there today that demonstrate how natural light affects our well-being, but also our ability to pay attention and to focus on the work, the task at hand. And so certainly incorporating natural lighting into a school environment is really important, but it has to be balanced so that it's not distracting, because sometimes glare can certainly be distracting as part of the work that the kids are doing every day. Acoustics are incredibly important, because if you can't hear, then you certainly can't learn. And a lot of the activity that goes into learning is directly related to listening. So providing an environment with a good, solid acoustical quality is a really important component, and that relates not just to the finishes of the environment in terms of how it bounces sound off of it, but also to the systems and the kind of noise that can come out of your heating or air conditioning system. And you know, a lot of what we're doing these days is incorporating CO2 monitors so that there is a clear understanding of, you know, if we've got enough fresh air entering the classroom. And a lot of the building codes have really addressed air changes in the classroom so that you're not just getting conditioned air, that it's also a fresh air source that's coming into the building.
Colorado voters recently passed Proposition BB, which pertains to school construction in the realm of marijuana taxation dollars. So now I believe there's about $40 million available for public school construction. And so do you see school districts taking advantage of green building techniques, or what impact do you see Proposition BB having on school construction, particularly in more green and energy efficient building and healthier buildings as well?
Well, Maeve, actually, Proposition BB, I think, is going to have very little impact on the districts in Colorado. While it is a $40 million pot of money that is going towards school construction, and that's wonderful, we absolutely need that. The Colorado Department of Education has done a statewide facility assessment and established a statewide need of approximately $15 billion in school renovations and life safety upgrades, and so basic need. So the $40 million is great, but statewide we have a need of $15 billion. So I don't think that's significantly affecting schools' plans for construction that needs to happen. I think the bigger issue affecting them is the need. There's a tremendous amount of growth in Colorado, as I think everyone is aware, and there's a need to support the students that are here in the states and in the state now, and the students that are coming. So I think the districts around the state are all starting to feel a little bit of the pressure of how they're going to accommodate those students. And certainly there is a strong desire to incorporate sustainability and green building measures into every new project and also renovations, because anytime you can build in efficiency and health and well-being for students, any efficiency you build in, those dollars go right back into the school district.